Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be remembering Watts Appliances. It was owned by Letcher Watts and his wife, Bert, and we'll be talking to two of his children, Carolyn Watts Threlkeld and Steve Watts, about their dad and about that business. We'll do that right after this word from our sponsor, the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we continue to reminisce and learn about people, places, and things of Jessamine County. Today we're going to talk about a fella and his wife and his family. And on the east side of the 100 South Main Block, there used to sit a building across from the Nicholasville Baptist Church. In fact, I think it was part of what's now Town Square Bank. An appliance store. It was right next to Heathman's Grocery, and it was an appliance store. Anyway, it was owned by a fellow named Letcher Watts. And we have with us today two of his three children, Steve Watts and Carolyn Watts Threlkeld, and the other one don't count. Oh, there's four? Well, who's the fourth?
The oldest is Johnny.
Well, speak up now. Remember,
right,
we're going to have to carry her through this whole thing.
I know we are.
Well,
you probably do.
I don't think Johnny.
Well, because when he was three, and they lived out in the country, you know, in that, that house, when Johnny was three, he was playing ball in the field with some other kids, and he crossed the road to get the ball, and a drunk driver hit him in his truck.
Oh, no.
My mom ran down and picked him up from there and I guess pushed this guy aside and drove into town. What else could she do?
Right.
Took him to Dr. Williams' office and walked in with him, and Dr. Williams said, "It's too late. We can't do anything." She didn't give up. She went next door and got Ellistine Hager.
Yeah, at the funeral home.
Yeah.
And he had just
bought a new Cadillac ambulance.
And he took him to Lexington.
He took him to Lexington on the new Lexington Road, which is like three roads ago, I guess.
Yeah.
But they hadn't opened it yet, but Ellistine said he got that ambulance on there and opened it wide open to get Johnny to the hospital.
Johnny's still living?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? How old is Johnny?
Johnny will be 70 in June.
I don't know that I know him. I don't know that I ever knew about him.
There was a brain injury.
Yeah.
And so he's been more like a younger brother.
Okay.
But
all
he's
right.
done well. He's
Good.
Funny.
Good.
He's a great guy.
Let me kind of, we got to get out of whack there, but that's okay. That's all right. We have Steve Watts. Now, out of the four kids, you're the youngest. Is that right?
The youngest, the best looking, and the funniest.
There you go.
That's not right.
And the most humble.
Yeah.
And then we have Carolyn Watts Threlkeld, who is with us. Now, we've talked about Johnny, and the other one is Sherry. Sherry McMillan.
Yes.
She married Steve McMillan. Okay. With that being said, we're going to talk about Letch and your mom. Now, what was her name?
Bert
and their appliance store. But before we do, the Watts, his family, I mean, you all go way back in this county. Take us back down the road there and kind of get us started. Where did they come from to Jessamine County? Do we know that?
Not really sure. The first Watts I could go back to was a John Watts, born about 1799.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently he was a sheriff in Madison County.
Okay.
And I haven't really found out any information on that, but he married Susan Sagercy. From that point forward, we know about all the Wattses.
Okay.
They had a son who had a mill at Watts Mill.
Okay. A lot of Jessamine County people have heard of a Watts Mill.
Yes.
Down on Sugar Creek Pike.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that he built that mill, William Watts.
Yeah.
And he had a son, Herman Watts, which was by our great granddaddy.
Okay.
He's the one that bought Chrisman Mill in 1905 and then ran it until the 1940s, probably.
Wow. A lot of mill workers in
the
family.
And then his son was Letcher Watts Sr.
Yeah.
And then our daddy was a junior.
Letch Jr. So that gets us down the road. Now, when was your dad born?
What? 1920.
Yeah, all right.
August 10th.
And he went to school here, I guess.
Graduated from Nicholasville High
School. Nicholasville High. Probably went to Chrisman Mill.
Went to Chrisman Mill.
Elementary.
Yeah. No, and actually, school. You know, his grandfather was a trustee at Chrisman Mill.
Okay. Now, where is your mother from? Was she from here?
She's from Versailles.
So he went across the county line to find this young little lady. How did that all happen?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, they were on a double date with other people. And my mom says, I saw him with that black wavy hair, and I said, I'm going to have that.
So that wasn't who she was with.
No, they were with someone. Other people. and she just thought he was something else. And
caught him.
And caught him. Yes, and she did.
This was in the 1940s.
Wow.
During World War II.
Yeah.
So were they married soon after that?
It took them a while.
Yeah. Now, was your dad a veteran?
Yes.
Were they married when that happened, or did he go first to service first?
He went to service first.
Yeah.
And then when he came home on one of his leaves, they got married. And then he went back.
Now, tell us about his veteran service, if you know. What did he serve in? Where was he?
His father, Letcher Watts Sr., was in the Navy in World War I, so he wanted to be in the Navy, too.
Yeah.
And actually, our uncle, our dad's brother, joined the Navy then and retired after 20 years.
Yeah.
But Daddy tried to get in the Navy, and they said, well, you're colorblind, so they wouldn't accept him.
Yeah.
So what happens? The Army says, we'll take you, and they put him on a radar station. Now, you would think being colorblind,
yes,
there might be a problem, but I guess not for the Army. That wasn't a problem. And they stationed him in Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no ice, by the way.
It's
cold, but there's no ice. And Greenland is, there's no green.
There's no green. Exactly.
It's all
ice. Somebody really messed up there. But how long was he over there?
He pulled two stints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a year at a time, I think.
Until the war was over in Europe.
Wow.
And then he left, and on his way back, he thought, well, they'll send me to the South Pacific. And that's where our uncle was.
Yeah.
But the war ended with Japan before he was sent over.
Sent out.
Yeah.
Now, we'll stop right here, but you mentioned a brother, but was there other brothers and sisters that lived here that people may know?
Clay was the only brother, Robert Clay Watts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was the one that retired
From the Navy, And then he worked for UK for 20 years.
Okay.
And Daddy said, well, you just can't keep a job, can you? Our dad was known for his sense of humor.
Yes.
I think Carolyn and I probably inherited.
Yes, I think possibly. You got a little bit of it. Well, so he came home on leave one time, and him and your mother decided, well, let's just do it. Let's get married. And then at some point in time, family, I'm sure, was discussed. Now, was John the oldest?
Yes.
Okay, so they have the son first.
Yes.
Who's next?
Me.
You are next. So you came along, and then...
And you know what? I'm the only kid that was planned.
Really?
And they told me that when, you know, after Johnny had the accident, the doctor said, he needs a playmate.
And you were in.
And I'm the playmate, and I still am.
Yeah. You're right. And you would think after, Steve, after that, you're lucky to be here. Because think after this experience with this girl, they'd say,
well, that's it. We're done.
We're done. But they weren't because then
Sherry was after me. But she was an accident.
Sherry came
only
17
along. 17 months between us. So it's like, oops.
Really?
And then they had that long dry spell.
Now, how far is there between Sherry and you, Steve?
8 years.
10 years
between
Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry, for those in our community that may know, we try to connect people here. She was married to Steve McMillan, who was a son of Harrison McMillan, who was electrician here in town.
And
Gene McMillan, and he's a brother to Julia, who is married to John Herod. And, and so that's kind of the connection there on that side of the family. So you got, and then you came along in 61?
61.
You were born.
It was a sad day.
Yeah. You had another kid to play with, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, they babysat me.
So,
and when I say babysat, Doug, I mean that they put me in my crib and filled my baby bottle with Mountain Dew and Pepsi.
And sit there and watch
in front of the TV. Yeah. Yeah, and then they went off and did whatever.
That explains a lot, too, Steve.
Doesn't it?
Do you have to tell everything you know?
So at some point in time, he gets out of the service. He comes back home. You and your mother start having all these kids. Now, what was his, when he got back home, though, what did he, as far as career, what was he doing then?
He actually, even before he went, worked for Kroger.
Here?
Yes. Yeah.
So was it the one down here by Farmers Bank?
Yes.
They'd already moved from across the street where our office is, down to Farmers Bank. And
that's
that,
right.
Next to the parking lot down there.
Yeah, so he worked for them. I mean, he was just, what, 18, I guess.
Yeah.
And he worked for Kroger, so he got drafted and went to the war. And then after the war, they took him back to Kroger. And he was there for 22 years.
Oh, wow. Really? So he worked for Ned Leach, I guess, who was the manager.
Ned first, and Bobby Craycraft.
Yeah, and then you had Dub Hunter that probably was involved in that. And Rachel, was he work with Rachel Arnold?
Yes, sure did. We know them all. Stanley LeMay.
Yeah, Stanley.
Yes.
And Cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah. Oh, love Cookie.
I mean, and all like family because they were
now,
all
was
so
Robin Lanham with him there? I mean,
all of those.
All of those people, he was 22 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Why, then, did he get into the appliance business?
I'll tell you
And was
exactly
it straight
why.
From Kroger to there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were sitting around the kitchen table talking, as we often did, them and all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, I think I'd like to work for myself. I'm going to do something. What should I do?
After 22 years.
After 22 years. And so we were all talking. Everybody had an opinion. I don't know. All kinds of ideas. A grocery store and all kinds of things. And we decided, all of us, it would be appliances. And we thought GE had the best name. So he looked into it and got the GE franchise.
Wow.
And the rest of that is history. And that,
So that's how it was decided.
Yes.
And that would have been about 1963, I believe.
Yeah. You didn't have much say in that.
Well, I was in the corner in my playpen.
We kept him doped up like that.
Still do.
Now, was his first location down on Main where I referenced before?
Yes.
So for those that can remember, and for those that are new to our community, there's Town Square Bank that's down here at the corner on Main Street across from Nixville Baptist. And before that, there was a grocery store in the corner called Heathman's, and your dad a building attached to that.
Yes.
Right. Right.
So it on the other side would have been Ann's, I guess. Ann's Beauty
Shop.
Yeah. Which is the hole now where they're making a parking lot. So Town Square took up both of those spaces. Yeah. Wasn't very big, best I remember it.
Not really big.
Yeah.
There was
deep.
It was one huge building, and it was divided into three separate sections.
Okay.
So Heathman's on the corner.
Yeah.
And then the other two sections Daddy had. One was our showroom, and the other was furniture, and then it was a storeroom, too.
I forgot about the two sections, because in later years, I remember H&R Block being in one of those sections.
Well, they're on the other end, a smaller building. It was actually between Ann's and our store.
Okay. Oh, okay. So what year did he open the appliance? You said 63.
November of 63.
Now, when you said appliances, it wasn't just stoves.
It was appliances.
Everything.
Yeah, refrigerators, stoves.
Small appliances.
Toys,
furniture. I mean, a little bit of everything.
You know, we have discussed on this program before with other people. In fact, the latest time we discussed it was with Ann Nicholson and Carol Brown about their parents owning Thompson's Market, which was right up the street from this.
Right.
And at that time, you know, we talked about that you had Thompson's and you had Victor Cumley's and you had Kroger and you had all these. And then you look at this business that your dad was in. I mean, the fact that there was so many of the same businesses selling the same stuff, but they were able to survive. Yeah. You had the Western Auto pretty much sold kind of the same thing. You had Clark Gas and Electric down here selling appliances.
Right.
You had the Sleepyhead House, which was selling appliances. And then you cross the street, you had did J.C. Bourne's place have appliances? Do you remember right across next to Hemphill's?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But any of them would not have been GE.
He was the only one
GE
had GE
franchise. Right. That's right.
And that's what made
that's
a
what
difference.
Did it.
Yeah. Now, so you all grew up in this business.
Yes.
I mean, you, I guess, and John, and maybe Sherry knew a little bit about the Kroger. But for most of your lives, you were involved in this business.
That's correct.
Now, did all of you kind of, at some point in time, kind of work there with him a little bit?
Steve and I
out?
Did.
Yeah?
I would keep the store a lot while Daddy had to go do service calls.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he taught Steve to do service calls, too.
Yeah, I would follow Daddy around when I was, you know, big enough to walk. I had a little plastic toolbox with the plastic tools in it and would go with him on service calls.
So this wasn't just selling. It was taking care of what you
that
sold.
That was the key was we take care of what we sell.
Did he do like TVs and stuff too?
Yes.
Yeah, he had all of that.
Yes.
How did he learn to fix all that stuff?
Well, the electronics he knew from being in the service and the radar stuff. He had taken electronic classes.
Yeah.
And electronics being more the vacuum tube stuff.
Yeah.
Then as that progressed, he actually hired our cousin, David Quinn, who worked at IBM and had taken a correspondence course. And was very, very smart, had a very good aptitude for that. And he started doing all the repairs on the solid-state TVs as that became more popular. But his mechanical ability was, I'm sure, from the mill. His granddaddy's mill, a Chrisman mill, our dad and uncle pretty much lived down there. And they learned, I think, all of their mechanical stuff stemmed from that and working with all the gears and the millstones and all that. So I think that's what got him started in the mechanical part.
Let's talk about Bert. What did Mama do during all this? Did she work there or did she have the hardest job and that's just raising the kids and doing the housework?
No, that was my job.
You did that?
Yeah.
Mom worked outside of the home for General Electric also, but in Lexington at the GE lamp plant.
Really?
Where they made headlights for cars.
Yeah.
So she worked there and retired from there, actually. And she would help in the store when she could.
Yeah. So mainly him... Her in Lexington, you're at home, but helping too.
Yes.
And along with, how did Sherry get out of all this?
That's a good question.
You know what? We're going to have to ask about
that. We'll have a little conversation with her on that.
How did she?
She was too busy at home laying out in the sun.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah. She was. She looked
socialized.
She looked like socialized, mom, you know, this petite little blonde with blue eyes.
And majorette.
She got by on her lips and stuff.
Well, you know, you were telling me, Carolyn, the other day, we were talking of an interesting story about the story they did on him in the newspaper. What happened? Tell us what happened.
I would have to keep the store a lot when he would do service calls. So I was running the store, and these two guys came in, and they took me to the back, and they were saying they were trying to order this part for a stove. So I got all the books out, and I was trying to find this piece and was really into it, and I did not notice that there were other guys in the front stealing TVs out of the window. So, yes.
When did you figure it out? After they left?
After they were gone.
Did they ever catch him?
No, they did not catch
him. What'd your dad say when he come back?
Carolyn Sue! Oh, my goodness. He was not happy with me.
But, Daddy, I was ordered a part.
That's why I didn't know what they were doing. I said, all right, all right. And then, of course, here comes... was it Ed Easterly? Let's do a story on
Jessamyn
this.
Jessamyn Journal, yeah.
Yes, and there it went into the Jessamyn Journal, and then all the kids at school were teasing me. Hey, got any TVs for sale?
Did you? Did he let you work there by yourself anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That didn't stop it.
He was desperate for it. He didn't want to pay anybody.
Stop it.
So, any other good memories of the store? And being in that, you talked, Steve, about carrying your little plastic tools around. I guess that had to be, as you get older, you have to appreciate more and more the fact that you were able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And as I got older, then I started, you know, doing the repairs for real.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of great memories from a lot of people in Nicholasville and Jessamyn County of selling them appliances and repairing their appliances. And when I got to high school, I started to do a little bit on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember going up to Miss Carter up on Oak Street and to repair her washer or something, I think. And I'm working on it. She says, would you like a piece of pie? And I'm like, well, sure. She said, is coconut cream or chocolate? I said, yeah. By the time I left there, Doug, I had three pieces of pie. No lie. These people were like family.
Sure.
You know, we would go to somebody's house in the fall, and they would just load up our truck with, you know, vegetables from their garden. Right.
And those were the days, too, where you probably went to a house. They may not even have been there.
Absolutely.
They may have said, you know, I've got to run somewhere else. Just come on in, take care of it. And you did, and you took care of it, and you left, and it was
absolutely
the way things worked.
It was a different time.
Oh, gosh,
very
yes.
Different.
Different, and I don't know that it wasn't better.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
A lot of good things about it.
Personally, I'll ask you the question now. One of you is going to have the advantage here to think about it because...
It's probably me.
Yeah. I'm going to start with your mom. Give me one word to describe your mom as a mom.
Oh, as a mom?
As a mom?
Yes. Well, what other way would I ask?
Well, you know, first word was tenacious.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was a firecracker.
That's what I was going to say.
And very protective of her kids, you know. Mm-hmm.
You don't
don't
mess
with her kids.
And that's okay.
That's a good thing.
But, Daddy was very calm and very passive.
Well, would that be the word for Dad?
Yes, very calm.
So a great sense of humor, too.
Yeah, that humor.
So they played well off each other, sounds
like. They
did.
They were very opposite.
Yeah.
Mom was full of fire, buddy.
So probably a good thing she wasn't down here in this store.
They'd have killed each other. But they actually were just lovers. You know, they were like the big love stories you read about.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't real good with kids. They didn't really know what to do with us.
Yeah.
But for each other, they were wonderful. Really?
Very passionate with one another.
Yes.
You know, even, you know, to the day he died, when he would come home for lunch or in the evening, first thing he would do was give Mom a kiss and pat her on the butt.
Right.
You know, they were never afraid to show affection for each other.
Right.
Even in the 40s, you know,
maybe
it wasn't a good thing. They were, you know, she would sit on his lap. Very affectionate towards one another. Set a good example, I think.
A very good
for
example.
Us. I'm that way with my wife.
Yeah.
Now, Galisa, she was an East.
Yeah. Yeah, you married into a pretty good sized family yourself.
Yeah, that's why I started going to family reunions, was with the East reunions.
Yeah.
The Watts, for some reason, we never had family reunions,
you know,
on that scale like the East did.
Yeah.
And it was funny, the first one I went to, I knew more people than my wife did.
She could fix their appliances.
Yeah, because I'd been, you know, worked
in
the appliance store for so many years and knew so many people.
When did we lose your parents?
Daddy, well, he had suffered a heart attack when he was 42.
Wow.
And that was really, really tough.
Yeah. He had the store by then.
He had the store, and Mom was working at the... GE lamp plant, so she had to take some time off to run the store, and I can remember eating a lot of beans. It was tough time. He didn't have insurance, and big hospital bill, and it was rough, but he got better and did fine. Didn't have any trouble really after that, but that second heart attack killed him when he was 65.
Young.
And he had just retired.
Wow.
And Mom had just retired.
And Mom just retired. They were going to do all these things. And
isn't that...
It's
don't
always...
you hear that?
A lot, Doug. You hear that a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And so how long between the time he died and her?
Oh, goodness. She lived for 20 years after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
She was 79.
Yeah.
79 when she died.
And he died down on at Chrisman Mill in the house.
Yeah.
At the mill. They built a new house. They tore the old house down that my great-grandfather built down there. It was in disrepair, and they couldn't remodel it. So they tore it down, built a new house in 1980. And then he died in 86 down there.
Did you and your wife live in that house for a while?
No.
But didn't you?
I did.
He did.
I did.
Yeah, before
you
he
did.
Married. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what the house across from Gordon Cobb?
That's it.
That's it. Right there on the where Gordon lives on the corner there, right across.
Like a white colonial type house.
Yeah.
And that's where the old house was that my great grandfather had built. And then Mom, when she passed away, she died down there too.
Yeah.
And she always said, "I don't want to go live in town. I don't want to be in a nursing home. I, you know, rather die down here." and in both of them. And actually, Daddy was born down there in the old house.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you've got quite a long history there. If somebody ever says to you, "Are you from Jessamine County?"
Yeah.
Well, I get people that, it goes back, 5 or 6 generations. Oh, yeah. And we never got out of Nicholasville. Right. I'm like, there's a whole world out there, people.
Well,
and I've never lived anywhere but Nicholasville.
I was talking to a fellow who became our neighbor from way up north one time, and they were talking about how you drive, an hour to work and all that. And I really hadn't thought about it until now. And, I started work when I was 15, the old radio station, and I'm 53 now. I don't mind telling you. Is that right? 53. I will be 50. How old are you?
55. I just turned 55.
Well, I guess this year I'll be 54. So, I'm 53.
Yeah.
And in all those years, every job I've had has been within 2 blocks of the courthouse.
Oh,
that's right.
And the longest I've ever driven to work from my home is 4 miles.
Wow.
I've been pretty sheltered. You're right. Yeah. There's a whole world out there, and Doug ain't seen it. I'm just right here. But you know what? I've never wanted to go anywhere else.
No. Me either.
This is home. We had John Michael Montgomery on the show one time, and he was talking the same way. He said, I run into people all the time in other states. They're like, we're from Kentucky. We couldn't wait to get out of there. And he said, I've never felt that way.
No.
Ever.
No.
This is home.
Yeah.
And it will always be, of course. Well, we appreciate, believe it or not, our time flown by.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it goes quick, doesn't it?
So much more to say.
I know. Well, this is your chance. This is your chance. But I do appreciate you coming and give us a little history on your dad and your mom and the Watts family and Watts Appliance. There's so many things that have changed. Your dad, you said, what year did he die?
1986.
What would he say if he could come back just for an hour and stand on Main Street and look around at not only Main Street, but the whole county and how it has changed?
Oh, he wouldn't recognize it.
The
bypass with, everything that's in the orchard and,
And you think about it, 86 is really not that long ago.
No, right. Not really.
30 years.
But it's, now when you put it that way, it's like, that's been a long time. But he would certainly be amazed. But he was one of those people, along with other business owners in downtown Nicholasville, that helped the town go and helped it survive and helped it in its heyday, which I think it was. And just a lot of people in this community has done a lot of things in their home, from preparing meals to washing clothes, all kinds of things because of products that they bought from
absolutely.
Your dad. So. Yeah. We appreciate you coming and sharing it with us. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
My thanks to Steve and Carolyn for coming in this morning and talking to us about their parents and Watts Appliances, one of the many fine businesses that used to be on Main Street in downtown Nicholasville. Well, it's our pleasure to bring to you All Things Jessamine. We do it every Saturday morning at 11, and we'll do it again next week right here on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville. And they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.